This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Janada, and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Friday, that is 16th of October. Well, Indian markets picked up momentum on Friday after falling over 2% in the previous trading session. In fact, Sensex rallied by more than 250 points, while Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,700 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex rose 254 points to close at 39,982, while the Nifty 50 was up 82 points to close at 11,762. Now, on the weekly basis, market snapped a two-week gaining streak as both Sensex and Nifty fell over 1% each for the week ended 16th of October. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in metals, banks, realty and utilities, while profit-taking was visible in the energy space. On the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.8%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 0.6%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Hindalco, BPCL, Tata Steel and JSW Steel, while top Nifty losers include names like M&M, HCL Technologies and UPL. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the metal index that was up 2.6%, followed by the BankEx, which was up 1.8%, and the telecom index gained 1.6%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like JSW Steel, BPCL, and Voltas. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Voltas, Coforge, and DLF, while short buildup was seen in stocks like UPL, Chola Finance, and Vedanta. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Coforge, L&T Technology Services, as well as JK Cement. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, it was a day of consolidation on the bourses as Nifty 50 remained in a range of 120 points before signing off the session with a small bullish candle. Now, rallies may not sustain but remain vulnerable for a sell-off as long as Nifty sustains above 11,661, that means 11,661 levels, then it can make an attempt to recoup some of the losses by rallying into the zone of 11,843 to 11,885. Now, breach of 11,661 shall not only resume the downswing with initial target present in the zone of 11,500 to 11,400 levels, that was the Mazhar Mohammed of Chartview India.inz, but for the time being, he advises traders to avoid positional longs, but should consider shorting rallies on early signs of weakness. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.